So then we flew back to Malaysia and had a book signing at the Kandaswami Murugan Temple. No, I can't say that. Kandaswami Temple and the Ceylon Saivite Association of Selangor, who some 20 years ago had hosted the famous Two Schools of Saivasiddhanta conference. But these days we're on best of terms. The president was extremely respectful, Mr. Perumbalam. The youth of the temple and our own youth worked hard to coordinate the event. So definitely there's no Gurudev, on his last visit, went to the temple there too. So definitely times have changed. We're on the same side, which is nice. So that you probably saw the pictures. That was the world's largest garland that happened there, buried in garlands. I left the lawn because I was in a chair with a back on it, so I could. Otherwise, I don't know, huge weight of garlands. But they were so beautiful, I didn't want to take them all down to the ground, just the long ones. So that was the talk on the Nalapada Saivam, four stages of discipline in Saivasiddhanta that you've also heard, drawing heavily from Dancing with Shiva. Sold lots of books, including 23 Living with Shiva, which was very good. It's a very expensive book in Malaysia. And the talk was well received. We had a nice meeting with the youth group. In Malaysia, youth is anyone under 30, roughly something like that. A different concept of youth than in the U.S. In the U.S., youth is anyone under 20. But the youth group, who is coming together in a dynamic way, and I've recently, as you know, had a number of, I've had two Master Course seminars, and had the family retreat, and had the honoring of mothers and fathers on Father Day and Mother Day. Done a lot of activities recently. They met and planning out an Iraivan Day for January and lots of other wonderful activities. And very organized group, very dynamic. And the Kulapati are happy to step back a bit and let the younger group create activities and for them to approve them and help supervise them. So it's coming together with new energy and which is nice to see. Then in Singapore, we pulled out our nine qualities again and gave a talk at the Hindu Center, which I think is about filled up the room, which is about 200 people, I think. And it was just in English. And so got the ideas out. Our old friend Roger Durai was there. Many of you know him, elder in the community. Comes to everything. And it's first time I've given a talk in Singapore. Usually I've just spoken to the members, so this was a first for me, reaching out more to the beyond our own small group there in a nice way. So just to one last thought here on the one of these nine qualities, perceptive self-correction. The ability to quickly draw the lesson from each experience and resolve how not to repeat one's mistakes. This quality is developed by teaching that mistakes are not bad. They are opportunities to learn and refine our behavior. Gurudeva calls them wonderful, and then Living with Shiva says wonderful opportunities to learn mistakes. So, on a number of occasions, I took a poll. I said, "Now, how many of you, if you were raised to look at mistakes as wonderful opportunities to learn, please raise your hand." No, like I think I got two hands out of hundreds of people. So it's not a common perspective. Somehow, the usual teaching is mistakes are bad. You're supposed to be smart enough not to make mistakes. Somehow you're just supposed to know so many things and never make a mistake. And if you make a mistake, it reflects badly on the family and so forth, and it's terrible. You know, it's not being realistic here. The process of mistakes, as Gurudeva points out, you know, so wisely, from the up-down point of view, they're wonderful opportunities to learn. That's how we improve, is through making mistakes. So I told another story. I said, now, imagine this situation. You know, we have the mother is at home with the young child. The child makes a huge mistake. And this is like, you know, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So what's the mother do? Mother calls up the father at work and says, "Dear, I have wonderful news for you. Our young boy made this horrendous mistake. And, you know, we have a wonderful opportunity to teach a very good lesson here so he doesn't do it again. So I wanted to call you up so that on your way home from work, you could start thinking about it. By the time you got here, you could figure out what lesson it is you need to teach the boy so he doesn't do this again." Isn't this wonderful? You know, trying to get a new perspective on it. Because Gurudeva definitely had that perspective, that mistakes are wonderful opportunities to learn. And it's, you know, related to positive discipline. It's the same subject, but looking at it from the teaching point of view. And that there's an obligation in any situation, a parent-child situation, to teach and to learn. When mistakes occur, it's the duty of the parents to teach something and the duty of the child to try and learn so the child doesn't repeat the mistake again. But definitely it's the whole negativity surrounding mistakes makes this process difficult. You know, we need to kind of sweep that all away and take a fresh look at mistakes. And mistakes, oh, how wonderful. Made a mistake. I have a chance to teach something. That's how progress occurs, right? If we never make a mistake, we're never progressing. We make mistakes because we're trying to do new things that we haven't done before. We're growing up. We don't know certain things. You know, mistakes are a natural part of human development. So the whole idea about making them good is the first idea. You know, just erasing the sense of negativity about mistakes. And it applies in any teaching situation. Parents to children, senior monks to junior monks, Dalavar to members of the Kulam, teacher, school teacher to children, supervisor to employees, you know, all kinds of situations have this process involved in it. And so in each case, the senior one should expect mistakes. And then when they do occur, not put out the sense that something's wrong or bad or negative, but try and figure out what it is the person needs to learn to not repeat the mistake. Quite often with parents and children, the parents are assuming the child knows something that he doesn't fully understand. They've taught it either not at all, or they've taught it incompletely, or they rushed through the lesson, and the child doesn't really understand something that they think he does before the mistake occurred. So, you know, having enough patience to ferret out what it is, what understanding is missing, is an important part of it. And then when all of that is taking place, then you get the quality we want, which is perceptive self-correction, meaning when someone's an adult, they've developed the habit of correcting their own mistakes because of how they were raised. If they make a mistake, they don't get depressed. They think about it. What did I do wrong? How can I do it differently the next time and not have the same problem occur? It's just a way of thinking about life. And certainly Gurudeva had that quality, perceptive self-correction. So that is what we want to have when children reach young adulthood, perceptive self-correction.